Hello, I am Herbert S. Tuttleton, esteemed playwright and film auteur, and this is Erotic Fiction for the Midwestern Suburban Reader. Tonight's episode...
On Sensua!
The Hyatt Regency O'Hare, located in Rosemont, Illinois, was abuzz with activity. The Anime Midwest Con was in full swing. Everywhere you looked, there was a person cosplaying as Naruto from Naruto, Ichigo Kurosaki from Bleach, or Naruto from Naruto. Everyone mulled around from the lobby to the Stevens Convention Center across the street. It was a sea of absurdity, papier-mâché, and foam as far as the eye could see. Here, all the cosplayers whisper,
"Beautiful cosplay,"
to each other. Sailor Moons encounter Queen Beryls in mock fight. Spike Spiegels face off against Viciouses in mock battles. And everyone is secretly embarrassed when they encounter another cosplayer cosplaying as the same character as them, but they sunk hundreds more dollars into their costume and it looks way fucking better. Our story, however, begins between stalls C405 and C412 of the convention floor. A middle-aged Gogeta Blue walks past the Hakusensha manga booth when he catches a glimpse of his anime princess. Down at the other end of the aisle, next to the Nakama Toys vendor, selling hundreds of rare Gundam model kits all the way from the Endless Waltz series to Twilight Axis. That's a huge range. Also, those overpriced statues of anime girls that are borderline pornographic. But back on track, his anime princess. She was dressed in a near-perfect cosplay of Nanoa Takamachi from the very well-known anime Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoa. She even had her magical lance, Raising Heart, gripped tightly by her white elbow-high glove, left hand, which everyone knows that Nanoa is left-handed, as it is referenced multiple times in the anime. Nanoa took notice of Gogeta as well. In a sea of basic Narutos, he was a blue-haired gem. Gogeta Blue tensed his muscles as he walked toward her, raising his Kai level and aura. Subsequent cosplayers took notice, whispering,
"Beautiful cosplay."
However, Gogeta Blue did not respond with the customary,
"Oh, thanks, you too,"
which was a faux pas in con etiquette. His eyes were solely fixed on Nanoa, despite the multiple distractions on either side of him.
Like, there was a booth that had replica swords of Rurouni Kenshin, and the fucking Sephiroth blade, it's Masamune, I know the fucking name, and Cloud's Buster Sword. I mean, come on, man, that's the fucking coolest. Oh my god, he got the Trigun gun? Oh, holy shit!
The two met in front of the waifu body pillow booth. The sexual tension was palpable. Gogeta Blue's Kai was emanating well over 9,000. Nanoa had been training all winter for this, and now, in the heart of a Chicagoland summer, a bead of sweat dripped from her cheek onto her push-up full-body corset. Few words were spoken. The two Naruto ran back to the Hyatt Regency. Here, in room 4206, there would be an epic sexual battle for the ages. Nanoa strikes first, using her lance Raising Heart Starlight Breaker attack on Gogeta Blue's groin to expose his Super Saiyan circumcised cock. Gogeta Blue counters with a Kai blast attack, narrowly missing Nanoa, but successfully knocking her onto the king-size bed. However, Gogeta Blue is unaware of Nanoa's super suction blow power shot, which she surprises on him. Gogeta Blue is not without his own surprises, however, and gives Nanoa's secret flower vagina Area S a beating with his tongue blast volley. Both fighters are at their limits, and it comes down to the pelvic floor lift barrage by Nanoa and the pneumatic penis pulse by Gogeta Blue. The two mount their final attacks. Nanoa with her ultimate crossfire shoot, and Gogeta Blue releases his finisher, the Big Bang Kamehameha. In their minds, it was an epic battle of two anime lords with washboard abs and overflowing breasts, with large, saucer-shaped eyes and no noses. The sex was passionate. A mountain was blown up in the distance, and their love would last forever as they glowed with cosmic power. Also, they could fly. In reality, two anime lords fumbled with impossible clothing and awkwardly full-tongued each other in a sweaty embrace. Nanoa's lance got caught in Gogeta Blue's capsule parachute pants. Gogeta Blue's painted-on abs washed away as the night progressed, but he did keep the blue stand-up hair on during the entire encounter. They heaved in missionary for 2 minutes before Gogeta Blue pulled out at the last second before his Big Bang Kamehameha came inside Nanoa's secret flower vagina Area S. They were two white adults dressing up as cartoons, doing borderline cultural appropriation. The two knew that a long-distance relationship would never work, but they would always have the Hyatt Regency in Rosemont, Illinois for a weekend in July. If the gods and fate and Expedia permitted, they would see each other again.